Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the Daily Radio, what is it called?
Daily VFN Radio Program.
Yes. We're working some pre-things out. Yeah. Joining me today, of course, is John Ramos.
Hello.
And Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
We're so excited about all cameras turned on John today as he's talking about the
Christmas. Yeah. Turn them on. We are so excited about this.
Yeah, we are definitely, the Green family. It's amazing what they did, how they stood up for what's right, for their beliefs.
Yes.
And because they stood up, now we can all stand up for and benefit from one family's declaring, I can't do this, God bless us. How many people? I mean, think about it. What happened was the Green family said about their employees, they have a business called the Hobby Lobbies, and we were talking about the Hobby Lobby, and they just said, God blessed us. God's the one that gave us the ability to get wealth. To do what you're talking about would be an offense to him, so we just can't do it. And that'd be beautiful to have folks like that. Mm-hmm. It just stands up, It's time for us to stand up and just say, I'm sorry, Mr. Power Company, but I can't give you my tithe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this God's given me what I've got. I'm going to honor you with my first fruits. I don't care, Mr. Mortgage Man, cable payment, really, people are saying they can't honor God with. And it's like, that's what they did. They just said, listen, we're willing to pay our whole business down. How easy is it for us to just say, you know what, God, I'm going to give you my first fruits. And that's mm-hmm. what happened. That's what happened with the Green family. So we'll be talking about that. Also, we'll be talking about gratitude. You think about, there's nothing more appetizing to our spirit than people who are grateful. When people are grateful, you just want to be able, when you give them something and they're grateful about it and they're really sincerely grateful, it just makes you want to I want to do something else for them.
Hmm.
And if us being evil know how to do this, how much more does God know how to give good gifts to us and to us to show some gratitude? And so we're going to talk about gratitude today, because part of abiding with the Lord, the first thing we should talk about when we come to spend time with God is not I need, I want, and some demands from God. It should be just gratitude. Because he says, enter my gates with gratitude, with thanksgiving. Just be grateful. Just show up. First, I know you got some issues, got some things you're dealing with. I see what's happening in your marriage. I see what's happening in your business. My eyes go to and fro. I see all that stuff's going on. But just be thankful and be grateful. And we'll talk about it. Plus also that when Paul writes to the Church of Rome, he says, listen, if you fail to be grateful to God and to acknowledge him, then you're going to be turned over. So it's not just a good idea. God expects us to be grateful. And he knows that, think about it, you're healthier when you're grateful. And so we're going to talk about gratitude today. And so I'm very excited about these things. But first we want to be able to mention the Green family. John, talk to us about this amazing family.
Well, the Green family, of course, we spoke about, they're the owners of the Hobby Lobby chain store. The first time I came across David Green and actually heard him spoke was at an Anointed for Business conference many years ago. Mm-hmm. And in this Anointed for Business...
Put on by Ward Simpson, right?
Ward Simpson,
that's
right.
That's right.
And what was excellent about that
One
is
One of
that,
our sponsors, right?
Yes, he is.
That's right.
Pensacola Auto Depot.
Yes.
You need a vehicle,
be sure to
go visit Ward and Sean. They definitely can help you out. In fact, all three of us have purchased vehicles from Ward.
And because we trust Ward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We trust him. You can purchase a vehicle from him. He put this conference together, and one of the things that the Lord told David Green was that he needed to be closed on Sundays, all of his stores. And he said, okay, and kind of just, did I hear from God? And so he kind of waited, and what he started realizing is that his numbers were going down and down and down. And finally he said, okay, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to obey. I'm going to close my door on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing that, and he saw almost...
So this is the Green family?
This is the Green family. Their business just started to just increase.
How can you do less business
Yeah.
and make more money?
Well, when you just obey God, it just happens. You know what I mean? When you just
and that people's greatest fear is like, how if I don't have enough already,
right.
And I take the first 10% of that and give it to God, doesn't that mean I have less than that less that I had?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not true, is it?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Wow. He proved it.
He proved it. Wow. He proved it. Now they're business. I mean, they're just. You go into any Hobby Lobby, I mean, they have everything. It's packed out. They have great prices. They have friendly service. And they're paying their employees, I mean, a really great salary. He wants them to be blessed.
With health care.
With health care, $14 an hour. And you were talking in a previous segment about holding the line, about people in America, Christians, willing to stand for our country, stand for God. And this family alone. Alone, because it could have been other businesses that could have stood up. They were the very first ones right from the beginning to say, no, we are not going to supply abortion pills or any kind of...
anything that ends the life of a child.
Anything like that. We're just not going to do that, period. This is God's blessings with this business. It started in a garage in their house.
Because they believe that life begins at conception.
Correct.
So at that point, anything that messes with the conception on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like 20-something other... methods that they've provided. They provide every form of health care to their people. They've always done that. Just they just don't have death care.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? They have health care, but not death care. Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, we just got news from the Supreme Court that basically upheld, said, you know what? They don't have to do it. You do not have to supply this to your, you know, to your employees. In fact, the a lot of the other religious organizations like the universities,
Catholic Social Services,
everyone wanted the benefiting from this major stand, but they were facing $15,000 a day in fines per day, and they were willing to say, no, hey, if we lose it, we lose it, but we're just not going to do that.
We think about this mandate, and what they said, the Supreme Court judge said this, judges said that you can run through the streets, you can open businesses, and you can shout, Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
So really what this has revealed to us, not just what the Green family has done, it reveals that our lack of acknowledging God in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because he proved, this case proved, there's been nothing holding you back but you.
That's right.
You're saying that you don't want to bring Jesus up at the workplace? You know, we have Jay Sekulow on every day talking about you can bring him up. His stand for God in this nation, proven to be constitutionally correct, means how come we're not standing?
Mm-hmm.
How come I don't have Jesus as Lord over my business? How come I'm not taking care of my employees? How come I'm opening, you know, business on Sunday and I'm telling my workers you can't go to church on but that's the day they go to church?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking, doesn't it kind of indict the whole Church of America? Because he just revealed what the enemy said we didn't have, which is freedom to worship God freely, to evangelize. And to have faith, even with your company and your business. Mm-hmm. That's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an interview that the Beckett Fund made available for us. We want you to watch this. But you'll be able to hear from David and his wife firsthand and how they feel about what has just transpired.
The Supreme Court reaffirmed what our family has always believed, that America is a country founded on and sustained by religious liberty. It's been a long journey, but an important one for our family and for those who wish to be guided in all areas of life, including their businesses, by faith and conscience. We are truly thankful for a decision that allowed us to continue operating our family business according to our principles. And one of those principles is gratitude, and we are deeply grateful to our employees, to our customers, to the many, many individuals from all walks of life who have shown their support through word, action, and prayer. We thank God for his many blessings and ask for his continued grace to shine on our nation.
That is so awesome. Mrs. Green.
Mrs. Green.
She's grateful. Green.
Yeah.
She expresses gratitude. And wow, that was something.
Yeah.
It just kind of sounds like the America that we remembered.
Yeah.
And restoring her is very important. And you can restore, I mean, some people don't. They don't want to buy something that needs restoration. Just give me something already done already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people even buy jeans that look worn but are brand new.
Speaking about restoration, if you are in the Gulf Coast area, you want to go to Sue's Vintage Market because they specialize in restoring and distressed all kinds of furniture. And I was just in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some of the most awesome, unique pieces of furniture you could think of. I mean, just not anything you'll find anywhere else. But they take their very best, and they just restore things to, I mean, just really beautiful stuff.
I mean, think how bland furnishing normally is, and you can get a piece like that in your home. It just kind of gives a focal point and all that. So, yeah, make sure. And to find out how to get to, go to VFNTV.com and click on sponsors there. But, yeah, this is amazing how they just stood up and made this impact on our nation. Now imagine two people standing up. Imagine three people standing up. And then, you know, when I was listening to a clip of news from, they say he's a comedian, but I don't know. But they were talking about a particular politician's faith, you know, that he's agnostic or he's an atheist. And in that, they said, well, he went to church. And this agnostic comedian says, well, he only did that because he had to do that to be able to win the vote.
Yeah.
This is what this agnostic just revealed to you, that there's more of you than there are of agnostics. Because to win the vote means you got to have the majority of folks. And so what he revealed in that is you've got to convince people, because the most people in America want to acknowledge God. Most people claim to be Christians in America. And if you want their vote, you're going to have to look like one. And so, which means whether they are or not, or whether that's what they're pandering to, understand that means if we stand up like the Green family, there's more of us. And when you hear Alan Barton talk about from Wall Builders, and hopefully there's a related link to this, and you go to the VFN Torch, that, you know, most Christians don't vote. They don't even vote. And it's like domino effect. If you vote for if a person that's in your value system, then they're gonna appoint somebody who's in your value system. They're gonna put people on committees that has your value system. They're gonna put justices in place who will judge over you, just like what happened with the Green family. These are appointed judges, appointed by presidents. And so, I forget how something like 34% or 40 something. I don't know what the number is, but a huge number of Christians. And just if all the people who profess to be Christians will abide, spend time in God's word, and talk to folks about what their value system is, and set money aside as you're talking about it, because you can't let money trump your value system, because if you let money trump it, then money's your God. And then talk about jobs and all, and realizing that God blesses the work of our hands. I mean, think about it. That's why this atheist, agnostic, can you believe that? Comedian in the same. Anyway, said that, he said, and he's defending this particular person that he says is agnostic, who is a big political leader right now in America, that the only reason he went to a church was to be able to, and he said he didn't even show up anyway, he said it was to win the vote, because he couldn't have won it without that, which means there's more of you Christians than there are of those who are not. So we just need to stand up like the Green family and say, you know, this is right. When we get back from this break, we have some more on the Green family. We need to celebrate this family who stood up. And one way to celebrate it is go there and get some of that good stuff to put around your house and thank them. Thank their employees for standing up. And they are a light, have been a light, but are a light shining around our nation.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
In a time of great peril, the light of liberty grows dim with every passing day. Listener, your nation needs you this summer in Washington, D.C. My name is Rodney Howard Brown, and I'm inviting you to come to celebrate America, to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall for the first 3 weeks in July. Celebrate America is going to be a spiritual invasion of a Jesus kind. You, your church, your youth group, we're calling all the believers to come and be a part to help take JC to D.C. Your nation is counting on you. July the 1st through the 19th will be nightly meetings held at the Dar at 7 p.m. and then mass evangelism in the mornings on the streets. Admission, of course, is free. Come and celebrate America's heritage, her 238th birthday, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, who acknowledge firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. If not now, when? If not you, who? Enlist today for free at CelebrateAmericaDC.com. That is CelebrateAmericaDC.com.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Regardless of personal limitations, you can be assured that with God's help, you can accomplish great things. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller, and here's David Ring sharing his insights about living victoriously.
What's wrong with cerebral palsy? It's a minority. I beg your ever-loving pardon. Because the Bible says, if God be for me, who can be against me? They tell me it's a handicap. It's a disability. Baloney, baloney, baloney. I would be like I am in the day. They're a healthy man that don't know the power of God.
More from David Ring today on this station or at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to BFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about and celebrating the Green family, and there was an interview with the Green family. We're just finding out a little bit more. We just heard about how grateful they are after the ruling. But, John, talk to us about this.
Yes, this is. We have a great video for you. We've been talking about the Green family. Going to hear more about their life story. They started out in a 300-square-foot store. You've got to see this.
In 1970, with only $600 and unwavering faith, David and Barbara Green of Oklahoma began a small business out of their garage. With the help of their children, the Greens built picture frames and sold them to local craft stores. 2 years later, the Green family opened their first Hobby Lobby store. Today, the family-owned business employs 28,000 people in more than 500 stores from coast to coast.
Our faith was very important in our starting this company because we've had a real sense, Barbara and I, that God had this purpose in our life, and it was something other than what we were doing.
Since the beginning, Hobby Lobby has remained a privately owned, family-run company, dedicated to operating all aspects of its business according to its faith.
We believe that the principles that are taught scripturally are what we should operate our lives by, and so it naturally flows over into the business.
That the Greens live out their faith is seen in their generous treatment of their employees.
Some of the ways we do that is we closed on Sundays. We try to close earlier at 8 o'clock. We're only open 66 hours a week. For a business like us, it's very unusual. I don't know of anybody else like that at our size.
The Greens' generous spirit is further demonstrated in the fact that the company pays full-time entry-level employees 90% above minimum wage and devotes a very large portion of its profits to a broad array of charities. 3 years ago, the Greens' principles were put to a difficult test when the federal government mandated that they and their family businesses provide 4 potentially life-terminating contraceptive drugs and devices through their employee health plan. This mandate conflicted with the Greens' deeply held religious convictions. While the Green family has no objection to providing 16 of the 20 FDA-approved drugs and devices under the federal mandate, providing 4 of the drugs and devices that have the potential to terminate a life conflicts with their faith.
This is an issue of life, that we cannot be a part of taking life. And so to be in a situation where our government is telling us that we have to be is incredible.
I think that whenever I first heard about it, I was kind of confused as to why we would be told to do something that went against our faith. And, you know, our country, one of the great things about it is that it was founded on this idea of having religious freedom.
The Greens recognized they were being forced to either violate their religious beliefs or violate the law. That's a choice no American should have to make.
We don't want to sue our own government. That did not feel good. It's not something we want to do. But at the same time, we felt like a line was drawn in the sand, and we had to make a choice. And we didn't want to make that choice. And so we're asking the government now, please don't make us make that choice. Let's get on the same side of this issue. Please let us have our religious freedoms.
With the support of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, the Greens sued to protect those beliefs and won an injunction in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals.
That federal court decision said that they had a right to religious freedom and that the government had trampled on that right.
It has nothing to do with we don't care about women or we want to direct their lives or anything of that sort. We realize that people make their own choices and must follow their own beliefs as we want to follow our own beliefs.
People are saying that we're taking the rights from somebody. And there's no way we're taking anybody's rights away. It's our rights that are being infringed upon to require us to do something that's against our conscience.
The Greens' case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court, which is expected to make a decision this summer.
What's at stake here is whether you're able to keep your religious freedom when you open a family business, whether you can continue to live out your faith in the way that you live every aspect of your life.
It's not about whether women can take it or not. We're not trying to control that. We're just trying to control our participation in it.
Amazing. Totally amazing. When you see a family who loves God, who loves this country, and stood up for both. And it makes me think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said, if I was in any other country, it'd be different. But I'm in America. And that every man is to be treated equal. We just need to live up to what the papers say, the Constitution. And that's what the Green family said. They said, you know, we need to live up to what the Constitution says. And so that is so important. So we celebrate the Green family, and that is an example for all of us. And what was proven in this court case is that there's nothing holding you back from honoring God with your mouth, with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think nothing's holding you back. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's like, man, dear Lord, help me just serve you and just boldly stand up for you. Well, you know, we want to talk about this prophetic word that we talked about and loosed on the air, Cindy Jacobs gave, about we need to be on alert, because what she's saying is there's a 9/11 potential type attack being formed against America, which kind of lines up with all the things that we've been hearing ourselves and others have been hearing, but we can pray against these things and they can stop. But I want you to be able to first hear John read this word from Cindy Jacobs again, this prophetic warning, and she's calling people to prayer over this. And then I want to show you that right after you heard it for the first time on VFN TV and data radio program, ABC News reports it on the World News, that this is what's taking place, and you'll be able to see that too. Listen up.
This report came from Charisma News, and this is what it states. It said, a few months ago, the Lord had gave me to issue a warning called Shields Up to pray for the protection of our nation.
This is
Cindy Jacobs speaking. Then she begins to say that tonight, while reading my Bible, the following passage left off the page. And it's in Daniel 9:12, and it states that, "And he has confirmed his words which he spoke us and against our judges, and judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster for under the whole heaven, such as never been done and was done in Jerusalem." And she begins to say that it does not take a prophet to realize that America's in trouble. We all know that there are many radical extremists who hate us. This is not new. However, as I read this verse, I was shaken by it. This is what I am hearing. There is another attack on the scale of 9-1-1 being planned. As I prayed to pinpoint how to intercede, I immediately heard these words: "Close all the gates. All borders must be closed to terrorists and those who would aid them. This includes all airport, customs, checkpoints, as well as border crossings. We must pray for our custom and border agents to have eagle's eyes to see any potential persons trying to make their way into the United States. We must also pray for all public points of transportation." So this word was just given,
just released, and it was confirmed as we released it on the air. It was confirmed by ABC News. Matter of fact, take a look at this.
Breaking headline from Washington tonight: the terror fears. Late today, U.S. authorities calling for new and sweeping security precautions at airports around the world. There is new concern terrorists are plotting right now, and I want to bring in ABC senior justice correspondent Pierre Thomas tonight, working his sources. First of all, these new security measures, what are we talking about, Pierre?
David, today Homeland Security is asking some airports overseas to expand their screening of passengers before flying to the United States. Here's what sources say you can look for: more random screening, intense scrutiny of electronics, and expanded use of bomb detection machines.
Pierre, where do we think authorities believe the planning is actually taking place, and what are they most concerned about?
David, this is about fears someone could try to smuggle a bomb onto a plane headed to the U.S. Intelligence sources say some of the innovative bomb makers from Yemen, the same people who designed the Christmas 2009 underwear bomb plot, appear to be teaming up with thousands of al-Qaeda fighters in Syria. Many are from Western countries, and they could have easy access to the homeland. Just today, a 19-year-old woman from the Denver suburbs was arrested for trying to go to Syria to join fighters there.
That was a troubling headline late today. Pierre Thomas live in Washington. Pierre.
And then our response to this is, then this is exactly what the Lord's willing.
Yeah.
But you can pray that this would stop. Understand our border patrol and our security. They need our prayers. What's she saying specifically about that?
Airport customs, checkpoints, all border crossings. We must also pray for our border patrol agents to have eagle's eyes.
Yes.
For any potential persons trying to make their way into the United States.
Yes.
And we also must pray for all points of public transportation.
And understand, a pastor just turned in one of his parishioners who was plotting a terrorist attack on, you know, partnering with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They just arrested her.
Oh, wow.
And I believe it was between the last 24 hours,
Wow.
Which means God's answering prayer.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
God's answering prayer. So pray, understand God's not saying, oh, this is going to happen. Don't worry. Why would he tell us if he didn't know? He wants somebody to stand in the gap so the land would not be destroyed. And so we just join Cindy Jacobs, and we join all the ones that are having a trumpet call across the nation saying, "Dear Lord, be with our border patrol, be with our security guards at all of our airports, be with those that are standing guard over our borders. Give them a supernatural grace and give them eagle eyes and grace to deal with it and authority that will back them up." We ask that in Jesus' name. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And we are calling it iPhone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
It's one small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
War with Germany has ended. The forces of freedom have triumphed.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
imagine the unimaginable. What would the world look like if America did not exist?
America, in theaters this summer.
We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors and partners that are out there.
Yes.
If you haven't yet visited our sponsors, you see them come up on television, you hear them on the radio, but you also can see them at VFNTV.com by clicking on sponsors. Understand it's our sponsors and our partners who stand with us to make this available. If you want to become a sponsor or if you want to become a partner, you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on partner or sponsor. And what we want to do, if your business is standing for God, if you're standing for God, we want people to know you're standing for God and country in Israel. Believe me, this is a time that on the side of history, because a lot of people, this is what a lot of people have been saying. You know, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to do something about this. And the question is, okay, so what are you going to do? This is what you can do. A simple, simple thing. If you partner with us, we'll partner with you. And we'll partner together for God and country in that order and for Israel. This is a time to stand. This is time for us to stand and say, you know what? Yes, this is one nation under God. Yes, it is God that determines whether a nation rises or fall. And yes, we have some bumps in the road and some terrible parts of our history, but it's God that sustained us this far. And if we turn back to him like the first and the second great awakening, he can give us another. And then we understand the reason why we have America is because of God. And so if we put that in the right order, then we have an America. And finally, understanding, you know, I'm going to stand for Israel. If the whole world turns again, I'm not going to be silent. And you can simply do that by saying, you know what? I want everybody to know that by me becoming a sponsor. And it makes me think of several sponsors right up front that are doing that, such as Mark Downey and Mark Downey's team. When you think about that, just he's a great man, runs a great business, provides realtor needs of rental or purchasing or selling, but he's bold for God. Mm. He's bold for God. And there's so many of them out there that are standing with us, and we thank you. And you need to join them because we have a world and definitely a nation that you want to tell about God in the country and Israel in that order.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I want to talk about gratitude. Gratitude is so important. As a matter of fact, as you're looking right now, there, think about Moses' tabernacle. This is when God began to set up a way for us to be able to, mankind, to be able to meet with him. And this is called the Tent of Meetings. And God would just show up in this Tent of Meetings. And but there was a way, there was a protocol of approaching him. And as you can see right here in this artist's drawing, you see we're on the left side of your television screen right there, the little light that's kind of coming out the side of the gate right there. You see on the outside of that fenced in area, that's a gate. And God talks about when you're going to come into this gate, what you would do, you would go in there, come through that gate, and right there where you see this burning thing, that's called a brazen altar. And they would bring their sacrifice and they would lay their sacrifice and they would do several things right there with a, because there had to be a sacrifice, the shedding of blood for sin, to cover sin. But then, and they would progress their way all the way into, you see that smaller, the tent inside of that fenced in area. And that's where God would come. You see that big holy fire coming down into the tent. God would come and meet with men. It was powerful. But this is prior to Jesus, you know, coming and living amongst us and paying the price for mm-hmm. us. And so now this tabernacle is inside of you. You know, God tabernacles with you. Know ye not that you're the temple, the tabernacle of God. And, but yet the protocol doesn't change. And this is what he says. He says in Psalms 104, he says, enter his gates. And that's the gate that we're talking about right there. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. So I just want to encourage you, when you begin to abide each day with God, and if you don't know how to do that or have a plan to do it, we have a plan for you at iabide.org. Begin with gratitude. Yeah, you got huge needs, and God sees your trouble, and he knows what you have need of before you even ask. But just pause for a moment and be grateful to God. Think about it. You'll be surprised. The enemy tries to flood you over with troubles and disasters, and it causes you, he tries to get you to forget the goodness of God in the land of the living that you don't even realize. I mean, he's just making you focus with the fire at your feet instead of the blessing that's in your hands. And so when you have a practice of being grateful, you start seeing God in your day-to-day life. I mean, he's in your day-to-day life. I mean, Acts chapter 17 tells us he's right there beside you all the time. But we have to consciously make an effort to acknowledge him and be grateful how he is in our life. And so the first thing we do when we enter into our abiding time with God, you know, pull out your journal and write the word gratitude down and just pause and just say, God, what am I grateful for you? We're not talking about just I'm grateful for a raise. I'm grateful for this food. I'm specifically putting God in the paradigm of your understanding of gratitude, seeing in your heart God providing you that food. Seeing God bringing that healing to your family, seeing God sustain your marriage, seeing God just do what he does. I mean, answer his prayer and all the things that he does and just things that you see take place. And write that down. Write down, say, write specifically down, you know, God, I'm so grateful for how you, you know, provided this week for my family and met all of our needs. And you write that down. You're right, being grateful. And you think there's other things. So, you know, sometimes I abide with God. And I spend maybe two or three pages in a small journal, you know, like this. And I write down, I'm so grateful. It's like, wow, you did this and you did this. But there was times in my life that there were so many negative things come on my way and I didn't grasp gratitude that the enemy had me focusing all this negative stuff. And now like, I got just tons of positive things that God has done. I'm able to acknowledge him in my life. And it makes me think about Romans chapter 1, verse 21, that, you know, when you're approaching God without gratitude and acknowledging he's the one that's sustaining your life, and one way we do that is by giving God our first fruits, he says that these folks, he says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, the Word of God says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God or gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts became darkened. And so what you're seeing here is that there's a darkness that comes over our life when you just get sad, you get depressed, you know, you're not joyful anymore. And then what happens is because to be grateful to God, you have to first acknowledge him. So when you're being grateful, what comes with that is acknowledgement. So not being grateful means we don't acknowledge. They come together one and the same. These guys failed to acknowledge God or to be grateful to God. So God turns them over. That's literally a judgment that comes on a people, on a nation for not being grateful. And it's so exciting when you think about it. It's like, man, I'm going to begin my day with gratitude. I'm going to begin it with gratitude. I think about Psalms 107:1 when he says, oh, give thanks to the Lord for he is good and his mercy endures forever. That alone, you know, you can be grateful for the mercies of God, his new morning mercies. They're new every morning. And mercy is not getting what we deserve. He says, this is what he says in his word. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Is that not cool?
Yeah.
He will not be angry forever. Isn't that wonderful? That means if we're going through something because we deserve it, that God's not going to, we're not going to go through that forever. And it's not at the intensity that we really deserve. It's a loving father, you know, disciplining those that he loves. In Psalms 118:24, he says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And when you're writing down gratitude, you think, you know, thank you for today. Thank you for, you know, my health. Thank you for my family. Thank you for a car. I mean, thank you for, you know, all these different things that he's done. Psalms 136:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I mean, over and over again, Ephesians 1:16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you always in my prayer. 5:20, he says, Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, everything's about gratitude and thankfulness, you know, and it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and this is the clincher here, he says, in everything, because sometimes we give ourselves permissions not to be grateful because some things are not going right. But he says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I mean, think about that. Mm. And so pause for a moment, because there's five aspects to abiding that we talk about. The first one is gratitude. You enter his gates with gratitude, being grateful. Children, let me give you a secret to really bless your parents' hearts. Walk in, and you got to really mean it. You can't be flattering. But walk into your parents' home, you know, walk at the dinner table and look at your parents as you sit at the table and say, dear mom, dad, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me a place to live and a bed to sleep in and this fine meal that you went out and worked for. I'm just grateful that you've done this for us and allow cool air to blow over our skin from this fan or this air conditioner and, you know, a clean home and a wait. Just thank you so much, dear father and mother. I mean, if you really mean that, your parents are just going to gush with a response back to you, and they're going to feel good about providing for you. But if you're ungrateful, then because your parents love you, they're going to continue to provide for you, but it's not going to be a good experience. Mm-hmm. You know, they're ungrateful. Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what you think about God. Here we are. He's providing for us on a daily basis. And if we're not grateful, we're not showing up going, Father, I'm grateful for how you gave Jesus Christ for me to have a relationship with you. Jesus, I'm grateful for you laying down your life for me, paying the price for my sin. Jesus, I'm grateful that you made a way for me to be in relationship with the Father and for my sins to be remembered no more. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything that you've brought me through. And I'm just grateful that I can trust you for today. And I'm grateful that I can abide with you, that I can commune with the living God. I mean, think about that. I can commune with the living God and live with him forever, that I have the surety that I will be with God forever in eternity, from everlasting to everlasting. I am grateful. And if every American, let me tell you something, for those that are listening to us and watching us in America, I'm out. To much is given, much is expected. What Americans should be is grateful, because our poorest person in America is richer than 70-75% of the world, with the top 3% of the income of the world. Mm-hmm. We should be grateful. It's time for us to, you know, to spend our time with God. Let's enter his gates with gratitude, just like you're seeing up here in this Moses' tabernacle. Yeah, you're going to offer your petitions. Yeah, you're going to meditate on the word. Yeah, you're going to do these other things. But the first thing you want to do when you sit down with him is pull out your journal and write down the word gratitude and say, what am I grateful to you, God, for? And then write that down, and you'll be blessed. You'll be surprised how your life will change.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com
and follow the prompt.
God is doing some amazing, amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Saeed. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, get download our app or whatever. But we want to keep in a continual conversation with you with that, because we've got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable.
Mm.
God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, and the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us, and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart, it's not like a default setting, like we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God, he says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind, the original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind, and you can say, you know what, this particular city is like the city that Lot was in, so I'm going to find me another city under a man or a woman of God who loves God, who hears from God, and I'm going to plant myself right there, and that's where me and my family are going to sow, we're going to be faithful to God. We're going to pray God for that, pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us, and we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at VFNDreamCenter.com, VFNDreamCenter.com. For more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting what God is doing. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
And speaking of Pat, that
what? This would be a good moment for that. No? Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Go for it.
Speaking of,
was it the ID picture that you were taking for the passport?
Remember that passport picture? I gave you that imagery.
The passport picture.
You remember that?
The passport picture.
What are you talking about? Help me out.
You don't remember the imagery that I gave him?
The passport picture
you gave me.
No, that I gave him.
Of the passport picture.
Of who?
Well, I'm about to get to that.
Oh my goodness. Remember? We're going to talk about that?
Oh, why not?
The passport picture?
He's acting bold right now. He's acting like he ain't scared.
Well, he thought just because it was a passport picture, only has the head, of it. So he didn't come dressed appropriately for his swimming attire. That he wore to the picture of the ID picture.
Remember what you had on?
You remember that?
Was that there? Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
See that?
Yeah.
See what happens?
He's getting older now.
Very old. We have evidence.
We have evidence.
Listen, the torch every day is filled with excellent content. Yes. You don't want to miss this stuff.
So when you see his passport picture, if you actually could imagine, if you back up what he was actually standing in, what he was wearing that day.
It was tight, but nonetheless.
I was like, my goodness, dude.
What
I'm glad it's just a passport picture.
Y'all are hallucinating.
Oh, my goodness. That's like, anyway. So getting back to what we're talking about.
Please.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You've got to, if you didn't hear, you got to catch abiding about a gratitude and abiding, how important that is, because, man, your life will change when you start being grateful. There's so many people to line up to tell you things not to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just like, this is my job to tell you why they don't fit, why it's not going to work, why you don't have enough. It's just like, care is not that I perish. And we're so blessed in America. This is how blessed we are. People spend their entire life nitpicking at people who are trying to go forward. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when you live in an oppressive society that everybody's got to go together or you die, mm-hmm. you can't do that. But we're so blessed. There's people that just spend their whole life telling you that you don't measure up and it doesn't work, it's not going to fit. Mm-hmm. You get excited about something you're talking about. You know, there's so-and-so guy healed. Yeah, but they're still kind of leaning a bit. And it's just like, really? Is that what you're... And that's a blessed land when you can be that ignorant and you could live your whole life and you never invest in positiveness. You never invest in hopefulness. I mean, you made it this long. You still eat. You still got shelter. And you've been such a jerk for so long. I mean, think about it. That's a blessed land when you can do that, because the truth is, as the church, we have to operate by confidence, by faith, by surety and certainty. And, you know, that is just a weird paradigm to see somebody that can last that long by not even celebrating everything that God's doing. I mean, it's amazing. I've seen people, you know, with a paycheck in their hand, you know, complaining that it's not enough. It's like, you got a paycheck in your hand. That's right. And God's watching you complain. What are you doing? I mean, you got a paycheck in your hand, and you're complaining as you get in your car with four wheels and a motor with 300 horses worth of power to pull you down the road. Mm-hmm. It's amazing with your, you know, cappuccino frappo or whatever in your hand. I mean, we got to begin to be grateful. So I encourage you that, you know, begin to just say, God, challenge me. All I do in my abiding time this week is every day I'm going to write down the word gratitude. And I'm going to have a gratitude. Every one of my prayer journals is going to have gratitude first, my abiding journal. You'd be surprised how things change. Mm. It's totally amazing. Pat, what's God saying to you, man?
Well, I did bring my book, The Harvest.
You did. Well, I got mine, too.
Yeah, I've been reading this for the last several weeks, and it is rich. I mean, there's so much in here. And I've tried to read this, I don't know how many times Joyner? Over the years. Yeah, The Harvest by Rick Joyner.
Oh, you have an old copy without the updates.
I have the old and I have the new. I have both.
Oh, okay. But
the old one's marked up. I've got them both.
Is it a used copy? Is that why it's marked up?
No.
Okay.
I did it. And like I said, I've tried to read it a couple of times over the years. I just never could finish it. The Lord wouldn't let me do it. Yeah, it just wasn't time, obviously. But then the Lord just led me to pick it up about a week or so ago, and I mean, oh my goodness. It's just like you're reading today what's happening. And it was written over 20 something years ago.
Wow.
And particular version, yeah. But the new one that just came out.
And it's a prophecy about the end time harvest, what it's going to be like.
Exactly. And it's one part.
By Rick Joyner.
Mm-hmm. And chapter 8 that I was reading just recently, The Finished Work of God. He's talking about the church. And he says, for nearly 2,000 years, the Lord has been working to prepare his church for this very hour. Mm-hmm. Of course, likewise, Satan has been earnestly doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. He's trying to deceive and sidetrack the purposes of God. And one of Satan's most effective strategies has been to get the church to worship the things of God in place of God.
Mm-hmm.
He has succeeded in getting the church to worship the church, the Bible, even worship, in place of God himself. One of his most effective delusions has been to get us to devote our entire attention who we are in Christ instead of who he is in us.
Mm. Look at me instead of look at him.
Exactly. Wow. We get so focused on our gifts and our talents and look at me, look what I'm doing.
You are gifted.
Well, only because of him. This leads to the worshiping of ourselves, the creature, instead of the blessed creator.
Wow.
Which is Romans chapter 1.
Exactly. And, of course, it is important that we know that we who are in Christ, but this must never be exalted or emphasized above who he is in us. Mm-hmm. Almost all distractions involve truths that are from God, but we have worshiped the gifts in place of the giver.
Oh, is that so true or what? We have, it's amazing.
Yeah, this
is... We copyright the gifts.
Like it's ours.
No, sorry, that was the Bible. You can't.
This is what got me. He says, the church is called to be the bride of the Lamb. She is most dear to the heart of God. But what groom would be pleased with his bride who was more consumed with her own beauty and person than she was with him?
Mm. Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Such self-centeredness would be repulsive.
Wow.
Nobody can say that word like that, right?
Repulsive.
Hilarious.
I'll never look in the mirror again.
Think about it. You're right. Put yourself in those shoes.
Think about it.
Yeah. The woman that you're marrying, and all she talked about was some other dude or some other thing more than she talked about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to marry this person?
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
People do it all the time. Like, okay. Let me know how that goes in about
24 hours.
Exactly. Not.
Remember that phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning? Oh, yeah. No, you're still married. No, you're still married. Hold on there. She's following me because she's married to you. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing, those phone calls, right? Hold in there. You can last longer than this. Yeah, and so you're right. He says he's the worship of creation rather than the creator. Mm-hmm. And gift worship's been around since the day, you know, they were given to the church. And Corinthians talks about, you know, gift worship. And this thing about gift worship is people are convinced, so what? I'm still saved. And the thing is, no, actually, Jesus said many people are going to come thinking they are. Mm-hmm. In Matthew chapter 17, and he's going to basically, if you paraphrased it, it would say, you were mesmerized by your gifts and you really thought you are what you did. That's hoodoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you're not what you do.
Yeah.
And that gift was me. Christ in me moving, it wasn't you in Christ moving, right?
Yeah, I was strong about that. We had a chance to talk about this before, but in 1 Corinthians 12, you know, all you hear is about the spiritual gifts and how wonderful they are and the edifying of the church, and mm-hmm. they're great. Then chapter 14 is encouraging us to prophesy and to exhort and edify and comfort the church, but in between 12 and 14 is the greatest gift, which is love.
Yeah.
And so it's like, and all you're seeking for all mm-hmm. the gifts of the Spirit, I mean, if we're not seeking love, which is God, because God is love, mm-hmm. it's all for naught.
It's all for naught.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what really made me think about was, you know, he talks about it in this other chapter. He says, whatever we're beholding is what we'll become. Mm. And if our eyes are constantly on ourselves and things and stuff, that's flesh. I mean, that has nothing to do with the Spirit, you know, and whatever you become, whatever you're watching, that's what you're going to become. So if our eyes are on the world, that's what we're going to look like. Mm-hmm. And that's what our fruit's going to look like. It's going to stink.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. but if we're beholding the Lord, we're constantly spending that time with him, abiding, and you know, we're going to become more and more like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's got to be our focus.
And getting the word in us, because the truth is there could be a time, according to what Rick Joyner's saying, that we might not have the Bible. But since we have the word in us and we spend time with the word, think about that. There's no problem there. Mm-hmm. None at all.
Right.
And wow, that's awesome. Totally awesome. Make sure you get the book. It's The Harvest. Make sure you get the latest edition. It's the 20-year anniversary edition by Rick Joyner. It is definitely time to read it because it is happening as we speak. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.